better put him in the Heisman.
Got that wood right here, baby.
This is the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light Seltzer for those anytime easy drinking occasions.
They're going to run and get that boot.
The Arkansas Razorbacks have completed the dream season.
A baseball team that's on the way back, a College World Series title.
I almost got fired because I went Willie the Boss after I had a little too much sauce.
This is the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast.
It's amazing how over the years, covering a certain basketball team, a football team, a baseball team, a university, how you go about doing that changes. Whether it's doing sports talk radio, doing TV, writing, you have to go about it a different way. And I think so many people flock to social media, reporters and beat writers and everything else, because that's a lot of times where you get information. And it was funny yesterday how many people commented on Mason Jones' Instagram post, which read, "All God, the journey continues." And he's wearing Arkansas stuff, and he's looking like he's working out, doing some shooting drills, something of that nature. And you had Isaiah Joe, who commented on the post, with fingers crossed and a heart emoji. And so many people made so much out of that one little post. That one little post. And we don't know, again, he has not made a verbal announcement of what he's going to do with his future. I think he's going to wait a little bit. I think he'd be smart to wait a little bit to see what happens with the NBA as well as Isaiah Joe. But this whole congregation of Arkansas fans flocked to this one social media post that was not necessarily insignificant, but it didn't tell you one way or another. And again, that's what's changed in our society today, is how much social media plays a part in it. I mean, think about what's going on with the coronavirus, how much your daily lives are impacted on what you see on social media itself. And it's amplified this whole thing. This would not be as notarized or as big of a deal, not to underplay the gravity of what's going on, but I'm telling you, social media has amplified this tenfold, what's going on in the coronavirus. And it's going to continue to amplify sports as well, because you're going to continuously pay attention what certain athletes, what certain coaches, whoever you follow, whatever team you follow, say on social media. It's just weird how that's changed over the years. This is the Morning Rush. He's Tommy Kraft. I'm Ty Richardson. 877-377-6963. Is the number two caller text in, always streaming live on hitthatline.com. We have our video stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. If you have the TuneIn app, you can find us there. And if you have a smart speaker, just say play ESPN Arkansas. Tom Murphy set to join us at 7:15. It is a recruiting Thursday. Richard Davenport will join us, as always, on a Thursday at 8 o'clock as well. Is that a fair assessment, Tommy? Are we too consumed with social media? I'd have to see what my screen time is, but I would say Twitter is probably through the roof.
Isn't that like the worst notification you get every week on your phone? You get that notification of what your screen time was for the week?
Daily average, 4 hours oh my and God. 34
I feel
minutes.
A little bit, I'm like 342 or something last I looked. What's it going to be now that we've all been, you know, self-quarantined or whatever? I mean, screen time has got to be through the roof. But, yeah, we're all consumed. And you're saying we're over-consumed, and you're a millennial.
Twitter's been 6 hours and 2 minutes for me this week.
I mean, just, and I think I have actually reached a point I've moved away from it a little bit. You know, find something else to do on the phone. My wife grabbed my iPad the other day because her phone was dead, and she wanted to do something. She goes, "You got to get some more game apps or something fun. You don't have anything fun on here." I'm like, you know, you're right. Because all I look at is Twitter, Facebook, internet. So I've downloaded some games because you need something to get your mind away from. I'm glad you're paying attention, though. I don't even have an Instagram account, but I'm glad you're paying attention to all that, because, Lord, I'd be lost on some of this news that I've got to get caught up on, because I think there's a lot of people in our audience that are my age, you know, I'm 44, 45 plus, 50 plus, that if that's the only place you found stuff out was Instagram or Twitter. I'm on Twitter and Facebook, but there's a lot of the audience to be lost out there.
That's why Tommy hired me as a millennial, because he didn't understand any of the social media stuff, and he needed someone to bridge the gap.
No, it's because you work cheap, you know.
That too. So,
I mean, a case of macaroni and cheese. Oh, yeah, you don't eat macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, it's gross. But
case of beanie weenies will get him through.
It's just, it's weird because, like, whether it's Tom, whether it's Bob, whether it's Richard, whoever's, just think of your favorite sports writer, favorite TV person, favorite sports talk radio host that's been here a while, covered the Arkansas Razorbacks for quite some time. They'll tell you themselves how different times are today. And it's just interesting how my generation, the generation below me, which is Generation Z, they go about their business when it comes to making decisions, letting the world know and stuff. Because I think most people, let's even say like 10 to 15 years ago, they would do an announcement via the radio station. They would do an announcement, a press release like that. But now people gravitate towards social media and go about it that way.
Dude, when we used to, when I first started doing this a couple decades ago, you know what show prep was? You'd read the, for me, this is the Times Record and the Democrat Gazette. You'd read those sports sections cover to cover. Read through the headlines. You'd read all the Arkansas stories, and you'd watch SportsCenter for 30 minutes, and you'd be pretty well caught up to handle anything that came your way in the show. That was a key component of show prep, was reading the newspaper and watching SportsCenter. Do you do either?
I haven't watched SportsCenter in quite some, but I do read the newspaper, so I have a
list. You don't sit down with a cup of coffee at the dining room table and read the newspaper.
No, online.
You don't. Exactly. So it's not, I mean, it's, I know it's the same, but it's not the same. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
You don't turn the pages. You know, it's just weird. And now we're talking about news with Mason Jones, or maybe it's no news at all via Instagram.
Yeah. It's so different how times have changed over the years. We're brought to you this morning by Breeden RV. It is a recruiting Thursday. Breeden RV helps us out with that. And they understand that you're going through trying times right now, and they're doing the best to help you out and keep your family safe. That's why they're offering self-quarantine prices that are rock bottom with all new and used RVs. State sales tax, it's going to be paid for you, and no payments for 90 days. So you can get a 29-foot Coachman Clipper that sleeps 8 for only $199 a month. That's under the 10-person threshold, so you can take advantage of that. Breeden RV asks for everyone to do their part to help keep our friends and family and community safe. That's Breeden RV, where your adventures begin.
Who was the state? I saw one yesterday. Wasn't here, obviously, but somewhere, some state has banned gatherings of more than two. We couldn't do the radio show of gathering. You know, we're a gathering of three with Jenkins in here.
No.
3.5. And one of these states yesterday, I'll look this up, more than two. And then the jokes, you know, kind of started flying a little bit on the text group.
Well, I'm big enough, I count for like three.
Yeah, so.
I've seen
it. Wasn't a joke, Ty.
Well, I'm sorry, I was thinking, I was laughing at Tommy's joke because I've seen the two. I've seen a lot of middle-aged males talking about this, how their sex life has increased because of all what's going on. So
well, good for them.
I guess there's you always try something to find a positive that comes out of this. And I guess that's a, is that a positive?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
So I would think that's a positive for many of the males and females listening to our program, that is a gone up considerably. I guess when December rolls around, there'll be a lot more.
I think it depends. Here's how I would put it as a father of two in the house. It just depends on what age your kids are and if they're at home.
Well, just send them up to the playroom something.
Yeah.
Or you have a basement.
You're listening to the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast. Try the new Bud Light Lemonade, a premium light lager brewed with real lemonade.
Oh, he does a tightrope act. Boy, Houdini's in the house. We're number three, and nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs! Holy Hog!
Let's go to Richard right now. Richard Davenport of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Richard, good morning. Happy Thursday, man.
Happy Thursday, guys.
So I want to start with Joseph Pinion. We opened up our show with it being a quick hitting headline that he has been offered by the Kansas Jayhawks. What can you tell us about Joseph and what he's going to project to at the collegiate level, Richard?
I think he's a guy that could play the wing, shooting guard position. He's got good athleticism, not great. excellent shooter, can drive to the basket, 6'4", I mean, excuse me, 6'5", but 6'6", about 180 pounds. Just has a very good basketball IQ, and I can understand why Coach Self liked him so much. I thought that maybe, you know, he would kind of blow up maybe this summer or spring if spring or summer basketball was able to go, but not surprising, because you saw it coming. You just didn't know when it was going to come when he first got that big offer.
Richard, we talked to Jake Weingarten, who owns StockRisers.com, yesterday, and one of the things, in fact, the first thing he mentioned was the players taking pics with Musk, recreating old NBA stuff. And I know Pinion took a picture with Musk on the Jason Terry getting dunked on by LeBron James. That was his picture. Of all the pictures that you've seen recruits take with Eric Musselman, is there one that stands out to you as your favorite?
That's a good question. I'd have to really think about that. Harrison Ingram had a good one. I forget which it was, but he was going in for the slam, and Musk was kind of like blocking off defenders. I can't remember exactly who it was, but
I think it's D-Wade LeBron.
A pretty good one.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And I think, I mean, obviously, Richard, me as a younger guy, I find that really cool, and I understand why a lot of recruits are gravitating towards that. And you think about just the individuality of that. You think about how different that is, and it can't really be replicated. No coach has replicated that to this point. I mean, that has to be one of the biggest calling cards that Musk has recruiting kids right now, and the fact that he's doing something that no other coach in college basketball is.
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought in recruiting, especially with kids nowadays, there's so much flash in the recruiting process with the graphics and everything else. You know, in football, you have, you know, the when the kids dress up in the uniforms and they do the photo shoot, stuff like that. Well, why not do something similar and just add some flair to it? And that's obviously what Coach Musk did. I just think that with kids nowadays, that it's easy for them to get bored. And what he came up with was obviously very unique and very appealing to the kids. And I think it was a great idea, obviously.
Richard, I know you pay attention to all forms of social media. It's just part of your job. I'm sure you saw the post from Mason Jones as he had the Hog shirt on, the practice stuff on, and said, "The journey continues." It's not real clear what he means by that, so it's kind of left open to interpretation. What'd you make of that post from Mason Jones?
Until a kid says, "Hey, I'm coming back," it was kind of like Tom Brady's tweet or Instagram, you know, when he posted that walking through the tunnel deal. You don't know quite how to think it, but you know, if you're a Razorback fan, you probably think a little bit of an on the optimistic side, thinking he's coming back. I don't know.
It's just kind of interesting to see. You know, I think a lot of people are posting stuff. We were talking about this earlier. A lot of these things that are posted, you just have so much idle time. I guess the word boredom, or you got so much time to think up things. I think a lot of things that you're seeing posted that are kind of non-news items right now are just, you know, everybody's trying to think of something to do, and just out of boredom, you know, idle hands are creating mischief here.
I mean, what kind of society are we now that we're forced to try to interpret a tweet that really, you know, is like I said, Tom Brady's and now Mason's. I mean, it's just a sign of the times.
Richard, blame the millennial and Generation Z's. It's my fault and the generation below me, because it used to. Let me ask you something. Your job, I'm assuming, it's probably more difficult now, because not only do you have to follow kids on Twitter, you got to follow them on Instagram. I don't know if you have a Snapchat. You probably have to do that as well. I mean, you have to go through so many other sources than back in the day. You just call a kid or call his parents, and I'm assuming your job's a lot more difficult than it used to be.
Oh, yeah, it's 24/7 now. I mean, it really is. Back before Twitter and social media, kids or coaches would, you know, call you and say, "Hey, he's going to Arkansas, he's going here," or something like that. So it is just totally different, and kids can make their own news now, and you have to be on Twitter. I mean, from 6 a.m. to midnight. I remember Archie Goodwin announcing for Kentucky around 11:30, close to midnight one time.
Wow.
It's just part of it.
Richard, I think with this upcoming class that what you're getting basketball wise, you got studs that are coming in. I'm under the impression if I had to single out one guy that was going to start, I think it's Moses Moody. Now, you can tell us a lot more about his game than I can. I know Monteverde Academy was on ESPNU yesterday. If you had to pick out one guy, freshman-wise, to start for this upcoming basketball team, is Moses your dude?
You know, I'll go differently, just to be different. I'll go with Jalen just because of the size and the lack of size that they have. Now, obviously, you still have a grad transfer that will be, eligible next year for Arkansas, and good luck saying his name. But I'll go with Jalen just because of the needed size. I think all four of the kids could come in and potentially be one of them, be a starter. So it wouldn't surprise me about any of them.
Richard, we got a couple texts about this. People are really excited for this 2022 basketball class, Darian Ford and some others. And we know how loaded this 2020 basketball class is. How loaded is the upcoming 2022 class, man?
Oh, well, I wrote about that yesterday saying, you know, the 2020 class is probably the best in recent memory. And I think that the 2022 class can rival it right now. You know, obviously the 2020 class had five kids that were either in-state kids or were in-state kids at one time, with Moses Moody and KK Robinson playing out of state right now. But you got four guys that currently have offers from Arkansas right now in the 2022 class. And then when you're talking about Joseph Pinion, he's another one that you have to pay attention to that has a possibility of getting an offer from Arkansas, and they're recruiting a couple other guys in the class too. So Nick Smith, Darian Ford, Javen Guy King, and obviously Khalil Ware, the 6'10", 195-pound center forward from North Little Rock. I mean, I think all four of those guys, and including Pinion, could be top 100 prospects, pretty much the same as what you got with the 2020 class.
So what are coaches doing right now, Rich? I mean, they're not able to go out and do the normal recruiting process. I guess they can talk over the phone when kids contact them first. I would imagine film evaluation and looking at, you know, really sitting down in front of the laptop or the computer and evaluating film has probably become a bigger priority with this shutdown.
Yeah, I mean, especially for the football program, even though the coaches are taking off this week, that they're still, I mean, they're in basketball and college coaches, period. You're never really truly on vacation. Now, your location may be different. Now, I don't know if it's necessarily different right now. I don't know. We're not sure where the coaches went, but you could be on the beach or whatever and DMing kids and stuff like that. Versus in your office and obviously looking at film. But I think definitely that they're still evaluating kids and they're still putting out offers right now, at least on the basketball side and football side. So it never stops. But definitely, you have to try to be as creative. Again, we go back to creativity in the recruiting process. You try to bring the campus to the kid during this time when they can't visit and send as much info to them. And then you see like the Razorback football recruiting Twitter account tweeting out videos of the facilities and stuff like that. So you're always working in recruiting. There's never a downtime.
You mentioned the coaches, the football coaches took the week off. It is spring break. Clay was talking earlier. They're working on being able to do things remotely, being able to meet remotely. There's enough apps and technology out there. I wonder if and at what point Even though you can't maybe get a position group in a room, you'll be able to have remote meetings and at least start doing maybe some of the mental side of it. I know you're not going to get practice, and I know there's a limited amount of time you can meet with your players, but it seems like this technology and trying to keep guys plugged in, everybody as close to the same chapter, much less page right now, is going to be important. I'm sure these coaches are trying to find contingency plans.
Yeah, no doubt. You're definitely right. And, you know, I think we hit on this last week. You know, in a situation like that, you can FaceTime or you know, different apps, like you said, you can utilize, and the coach can even, you know, get on the board and draw up plays and kind of stay in touch with the kids and kind of, I guess, kind of make up for the lost time, you know, as far as just, you know, in meeting rooms, and you can just have it through video. So I know that they're gonna try to minimize the loss of spring practice and the time that you're able to have with them, as far as meetings and stuff like that. I don't think that they can truly do it as effectively, but they can try to do the best job that they can.
Richard, you mentioned your article talking about the 2022 class. You also wrote about DeAnthony Poole flying under the radar. What can you tell our listeners about this kid?
He's a kid that is probably more of a D2 kid, but one of those guys that has very good speed. He's a track athlete. He's got good size, about 6'2", I think about 175. A receiver, could play maybe defensive back on the next level, but he's more of a guy, you know, that under the radar deal is more for kids that I think that you know, a lot of times aren't getting looks from D1 schools, but there are some under the radar features that I do have that are D1 guys, and three of them are future Razorbacks. JT Towers is one of them, and Kevin Compton was another. I just do it to really try to help some of the kids get their name out there.
Richard, I know that Houston Nutt, and we'll close down with this, I know that Houston Nutt struggled in some areas of head coach, but one thing you cannot criticize him for is finding diamonds in the rough. It seems like he was so good at picking out kids that were lesser recruited inside the state and then turning out to be studs. That is a category that he was incredible at doing as the head football coach at Arkansas.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see that with Sam Pittman. I really do. I know when he was first hired, what I was hearing is that they're really going to take a hard look, and they understand, and he understands how important it is to in-state kids to, you know, to play for the Razorbacks. There's just a little bit more added effort for the in-state kids when they're Razorbacks than maybe an out-of-state kid. Just the pride and everything is just there. You're raised with that, and I think that you're going to see that with Sam. And then I think that they're not, well, you know, I mean, they're not afraid to go after a guy that may not have the greatest offer list, because I think they're very confident in their evaluating skills. And I've said this a few times on other shows and probably this show. A lot of coaches don't trust their own evaluation. I'm talking about basketball and football, and they have to wait till other schools start to offer a kid. I really like staffs that go after kids that maybe don't really have an impressive offer list. And I know fans don't necessarily like that, but that tells me that they trust their evaluation skills.
Richard Davenport of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. You can read his work every single week on Whole Hog Sports. Richard, appreciate the time, man. And as always, we'll talk next Thursday.
All right, guys. Take care.
Oh, go ahead.
All right, Richard Davenport here on the Morning Rush, brought to you by Academy Mortgage in Harrison, Mountain Home, and in Clinton. Call Matt Fowler today at 870-580-5210. If you paid attention, rates are dropping, and your ability to lower your monthly payment, maybe to knock years off your loan, it's real right now, and Academy Mortgage can help you with that. If you're thinking about buying for the first time, Academy Mortgage are the pros with this. First-time home buyer credits up to $2,000, and down payment assistance is available right now. Even 100% financing can be done with Academy Mortgage. Again, branch locations in Harrison, Mountain Home, and in Clinton. Call Matt Fowler today, 870-580-5210 for Academy Mortgage.
So the combination of in-state Arkansas kids with more talented out-of-state kids is what's helped Arkansas football program have success over the years. Richard brings up a fantastic point. What happens is these kids who are growing up inside the state, who may be less talented, who may not have just insane offer lists like you hear, they are still have instilled inside them as massive Razorback fans. And when you have that type of passion, when you have that type of energy, coupled with more talent from maybe some out-of-state kids, maybe some Texas kids, maybe some Missouri kids, stuff, people surrounding outside the state, that blends together nicely. Because then the more talented kids kind of see the passion from these in-state Arkansas kids. And not to say all in-state kids from Arkansas are less talented, but for the most part, a lot of the kids outside the state are more talented than in-state football here in Arkansas.
There's just more of them out of state because they're bigger states.
And you have the blend combination has worked well for Arkansas over years. An example close to home here at ESPN Arkansas, when we had the transition here at the radio station, Tommy could have probably gotten someone else outside the state, someone far better at radio than I am. Someone older, more experienced, and lined up. And they're lined up all over the place. Yeah. But
many to choose from.
But the key word is but, and I want you to say but too. They don't necessarily have the same passion to wake up at 4:20, to work 15-hour days, to put in all the time and effort outside of just a three-hour show. So congratulations, Tommy. You hired an in-state kid who's far less talented than a lot of other radio hosts, but has a lot more passion and willpower and drive than a schmuck that you could have ended up with.
It only took 9 other people saying no.
Yeah.
So
10th time's the charm. That's what... Yeah. That's what they tell me. But that's what you hope can happen with this upcoming recruiting class, and recruiting classes moving forward with Sam Pittman. Not only the combination of talented in-state kids and Terry Wells out of Wynn, you got Andrew Shambly, I think it's the 2022 top recruit in your class, and others moving forward, is that you have the talented in-state kids, the kids not necessarily not talented, but not as highly recruited, with the combination of kids that you absolutely need, which are the talented outside state. What text do you get?
I just noticed your DM'd me about pickleball mania today. The world championships are coming on.
Yeah, Darren Revelle had to tweet that out. So
I rarely get a DM, and then it was you, and it was on pickleball because we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Tommy doesn't want to play me in pickleball.
I'll play you. He's fine. I'm looking for some pickleball action.
What time are we going to play?
What time you want to play? What time you want to lose?
Andy's not doing anything, so we could get him to come down and film it.
Yeah.
If you really want to be up for it.
Yeah.
So
you're talking smack on a sport you've never played.
I'm just saying, if you really want to be up for it. So
all right.
I'll probably get my ass kicked, but yeah. it's a fun story, and it's fun. Listen, the great thing, okay, one of the things that when Tommy and I sat down and we talked about, one of the things I was a little worried about, it's like, hey, listen, Tommy, I'm going to chirp a little bit on this show. I'm going to talk some you-know-what, so you have to be prepared. Like, I don't want to be in a position where I get fired for something that you might take wrongly.
There's many other things you'll get fired for.
And so, like, he was like, as long as it's not personal, as long as you're not, like, digging, as long as you're not, like,
I'm personally going to beat you in pickleball.
Whatever.
Personally smack you down.
As long as you're not sticking a knife in my back or something like that. Tommy's like, you can be candid. You can be open about stuff. So when I...
Maybe you're too candid and too open.
So I don't know. I guess you're going to be rather disappointed. I'm not saying I'm going to win today, but how are you going to feel in a sport that I've never played before, if you ended up losing to me today? Am I going to be allowed to come into work tomorrow?
I may not feel well tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd just be you and Clay.
I'd give up too.
Yeah. So. Hey, go to betusracing.com/morningrush. Horse racing is maybe the only sport we got left right now that we can actually watch live horse racing. Bet on over 200 tracks, plus they got casino games, blackjack, and 200 different games you can play at BetUSRacing.com. Again, BetUSRacing.com/MorningRush. When you sign up right now, Morning Rush listeners get a $500 welcome bonus. So use that code, Morning Rush, get a $500 welcome bonus right now. Sportsbook, it's all right there when all our sports return. If you're looking for a place for the action, it's BetUSRacing.com. Again, BetUSRacing.com/MorningRush, and over 200 tracks that you can watch and wager on available right there online. BetUSRacing.com/MorningRush for your $500 welcome bonus from BetUS Racing.
So 41 years ago today, the greatest rivalry in the history of sports happened for the first time. They participated on the same field. Larry Bird and Magic Johnson met in the 1979 National Championship in which Sparty won. Now, Bird shouldn't have been there to begin with because the NCAA and the referees concocted a theory and a complete conspiracy that sent him to the Final Four.
Yeah.
Because they should not have beat Arkansas because U.S. Reed, you heard him last week, they got hosed in a couple foul calls. It was bad altogether. But we will talk about the greatest rivalry in the history of sports next.
You're listening to the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast. Try the new Bud Light Lemonade, a light and flavorful beer for those easy drinking occasions.
The crowd, they just threw him out of the game. They just threw him out of the game. He's gotten his second technical, and he's been thrown out of the ball game.
Sassy's Barbecue and Grill location has a drive-thru. You can also order through Chow Now, Grubhub, and Seamless. And then the Sassy's Red House location, you can order through Chow Now. So get it delivered. Go pick it up. Get you some honey sriracha wings. Get you an entree of either brisket or ribs. And get you a dessert of chicken fried steak.
Yep.
That's the way to do it.
Hey, dessert's always better with gravy.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly right. Appreciate, as always, Sassy's being a part of the Morning Rush. So I talked about Ford break. This is the anniversary, 41 years old, of the best rivalry in the history of sports.
It's all over! Michigan State University, national champions, 1979. They chant that cry on every campus in every sport. Everyone wants to be number one. But only one can make it. Larry Bird, a great star, congratulates the victors. Final score, 75-64.
I mean, you think about that game where they basically just double and triple team Larry Bird, and the other Sycamore players couldn't do as much against the Spartans. Larry did not have a good game. But Tommy, there were so many complexities within that rivalry which made it so great. You obviously have African-American, white dude. You have Boston Celtics, Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
Outspoken, keeps to himself. I mean, there were so many different variables that made it the greatest rivalry in all sports. And I listen, not alive for it. I've watched as many documentaries. I know Jackie McMullen's written a book about it. I mean, there's so many different documentaries, articles, sports. I have tried to immerse myself in every single bit of them, but I didn't exist during the time. Yeah. And I can only imagine what that would have been like to watch it live.
Yeah, Bird Magic is about, and I think it, you know, it didn't become that obviously till they got to the NBA and played for in games that really mattered, in series that really mattered. And growing up as a kid, that was some great TV to get to watch it. I loved the 3-point contest and the dunk contest in that era because you had Jordan for the dunks and Bird for the threes, and it was awesome. It was the best part of All-Star Weekend, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's one of the best rivalries. You think about, when we think about rivals, we think about programs. Alabama-Auburn, Texas-Oklahoma, Ohio State-Michigan. Think about those games, but you don't think about the individual rivalries in team sports. You can think about it a little bit in boxing. Ollie Frazier, Ollie Foreman. Think about it in golf, Jack versus Arnie. Somewhat Tiger versus Phil. You know, but mano a mano, one-on-one, generally team sports, we don't get that kind of feeling of a rivalry between two individual players.
And you got to remember, guys, NBA was on tape delay at one point in time. They were struggling financially. All of a sudden, you get Larry, you get Magic. 80, Magic wins the MVP in the finals MVP, but Bird wins the regular season one. Lakers win the ship. 81, Celtics win. 82, Lakers beat the Sixers, 83, the Sixers won, and then 84, you finally got the matchup that everyone was looking forward to. And Celtics ended up winning in seven games. They almost went down 0-2 at home, and then you had a miracle steal from, I believe, Nate Tiny Archibald was the one that got that steal. It was him or another guy, but I mean, just everything that went into that was phenomenal. And I just...
And then some guy named Jordan came along.
And took it. That's when he walked in, and that's when we opened up the show, first show, me and you, and I was just like, I told you the story of Jordan when he walked into the locker room of the Dream Team when Bird and Magic were sitting there, and he goes, there's a new sheriff in town. That's one of the best lines in the history of sports when Jordan said that to the Kings at the time, which was Larry Bird and Magic Johnson.
Yeah. or when Bird walks into the locker room for the three-point contest and says, all right, which one of you guys finishing second?
And, you know, and he backed it up, man. You got to back it up if you're going to be a great trash talker.
You're listening to the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast. Try the new Bud Light Lemonade with half the sugar and carbs of Mike's Hard.
A bright red Razorback caravan is headed to Nebraska, and this time we're coming for the whole damn thing.
I think you're going up to your spot this weekend, right?
I'd like to. I'd like to get away.
See if it happens. So,
like to leave right after this show.
Yeah, I would too.
Don't know if I can do it.
I would too if I was to lose to my co-host in a sport that he didn't.
Oh yeah, I
got to
stay here and beat you in pickleball. That's
so
right.
I'm really excited about this. We haven't competed athletically against each other, have we?
I mean, I probably ought to be asking you for points right now. You know how many points you're going to give me?
I'm going to give you.
You always talk about how much, you know, younger that makes you better and more athletic and on. I mean, I'm just an old man. You always remind me I'm an old man.
I think it's a fact of science. I will say, actually,
old man, I probably need some help.
Actually, athletic competition. I will say, the one we competed in earlier this week, you did 10 diamond push-ups. I did 6. So you've got a peg on that. Now, Phil and I competed in a couple of different things. We did cornhole. No,
I just stopped at 10.
Okay, how many do you think you could do? 12?
Oh, I don't know. 11.
I remember.
I mean, you asked me to do 10. You didn't think I could do 10, and you couldn't do 6.
Listen, they're diamond. I've been honest. I've never been able to really do diamond push-ups. Now, if there's regular push-ups, I think I could hold my own, but diamond, not so much. Mm-hmm. That takes some.
We might have to get Officer Breeden in here and give you some push-up
lift. He's got some. Well, here's what would happen. If I didn't reach 10 push-ups, he'd just tase me right then and there. And then I'm sure as heck wouldn't be able to do more than that.
I'm going to get tased just based on that haircut. So
I think it actually looks better on camera because there's not all that floppy hair like getting in the way of the headphones and stuff. Do you really not like the haircut? I thought you would enjoy it. Maybe it's because there's a 501 on the side. And you don't like Little Rock people. I don't. That's why I'm surprised you'd hired me.
Business up front, party in the
party
back.
In the back, yeah.
There you go.
So listen, when I say something, I'm going to follow through on that.
Yeah, and that's true. Good, bad, or indifferent, he is going to follow through.
We'll follow through on that, regardless. Nevertheless, all right. So we've talked sports the majority of the morning. So we're going to switch up the conversation a little bit in this last segment. Jenkins, you can get on this as well. So I saw this yesterday for my buddy Reeks, who writes for Barstool Sports. He is a Kentucky guy, unfortunately, and I forgive him for that because he's a tremendous college basketball aficionado when it comes to just knowing about the sport. But I forgive him for this. But he and another one of his colleagues wrote about kind of their dream girl in movies and all movies. And one of the great things that Phil had me do in my time doing halftime with him is halftime homework.
Right.
In which he had me watch a ton of different movies. And I have a list cataloged of like 60 or 70 movies on my phone right now that I've still yet to complete for halftime homework. But one of the movies that he did have me watch that I actually watched this week was Weird Science. Weird Science is absolutely fantastic. And it's funny because what's the guy's name? He's in Johnny B. Good. Anthony Anderson. Michael Anthony Anderson. He's in Breakfast Club. Johnny B. Good. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What's his name?
My wife loves Breakfast Club.
Okay. It's a fantastic movie. I'll look it up real quick. But he's in this movie, and I'm forgetting the other actor's name, and they ended up making it. It's a really funny movie. But I always find, Tommy, like, again, I'm really attracted to older sports rather than younger sports, and I find myself that. And I've found that I think older movies as well rather than the movies of my generation.
Okay.
So
when you say older sports, you mean games from years ago.
Games, teams.
Yeah. So what is an older sport?
Yeah, not older sports, but games.
Playing teams, the same ones.
Games, teams from years past. Gotcha. So, Tommy, I'll let you start. Who is, and I want to make this kind of a double combination. If you could be a male character in any movie, who would you be? And who is your, now don't say Mrs. Laura Kraft when I say it, who asked who's your dream girl from any movie. I know
of course
she was probably,
it's her.
I know she was probably a movie star back in the day, but who is your dream girl from any single movie that you've watched over the years?
It depends on what age you are. I mean, because like every guy, the ones a little older than me, like everyone had a Farrah Fawcett poster when they were a kid. That's so sad. And I guess if you're my age and you watched National Lampoon's Vacation, what was it?
Okay.
Yeah, you see what I'm talking about with Farrah Fawcett? I guess if you're about my age National Lampoon's Vacation. It was Christy Brinkley that was driving the...
It was Christy Brinkley driving the Corvette.
The Corvette, and teasing and playing with
Clark.
With Clark W. Griswold. I was going to say Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase's character, Clark. So that would be one. But I guess... Now, this is going to be an off-the-board, a weird one, probably. Because there's so many...
Bring it on, man.
There's so many choices in this category. But there's always been something I've had for Drew Barrymore. I like her movies, and... I know that's probably not the number one answer.
Listen, of all the movie people I thought you were about to name, that was not one that even crossed my mind.
Probably not.
Drew Barrymore that I've watched recently is he's not into you, Fever Pitch. I've never seen Never Been Kissed. Have you seen that? I don't know which Drew Barrymore
50 First Dates.
Okay.
With Adam Sandler.
Okay. What's another one?
Well, I watched. What was that other one? You mentioned one of them. Never Been Kissed.
She's been in countless ones with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, her and Adam Sandler done. 50 First Dates is probably my favorite one.
Okay.
Of hers.
Because you're not a rom-com guy unless Mrs.
Laura. I don't have
Laura.
Time. Listen, I don't get a lot of time. If I watch a movie, it's just because it's been out on HBO, off HBO, and now I can get it on Netflix for free. I just don't have time to go to. I couldn't tell you the last movie I've been to. And particularly a movie without kids.
Okay.
Just don't get to go.
All right. So Tommy has said Drew Barrymore.
That's one, yeah.
And who's the male that you'd want to be if you could envision yourself as any male? Well, in any movie?
Probably Michael Douglas in Basic Instinct would be one that would come to the top of a lot of guys' list.
I haven't seen that.
You've never seen Basic Instinct?
Uh-uh.
Put that on your list.
Okay.
Put that on your homework list.
I have not seen it. What about you, Jenkins? If you could be a male character from any movie, who would it be? Your TV show, and then what about as far as a woman you could date from any movie?
The woman would probably be Jennifer Aniston for me.
That's a good one right there.
In what movie or TV show?
Just any of them.
Any of them. I mean, one that comes up to mind is Friends. It's a TV show, but I mean, she's been in countless ones. The most recent one that I've loved Jennifer Aniston in was on Apple TV, and she did The Morning Show. It was her, Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell was in it, but I don't know, just Jennifer Aniston, and she ages, but she ages beautifully. Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's 52?
We need to stop right here, so I'm glad you brought that up, because this theory out there that she is more beautiful than she was at Friends is just a lie. She's extremely
I don't think you can
attractive.
Tell the difference.
No, listen, you can tell the difference. When she is in that 90s Friends, and there's the debate, and you said, I think we asked this question, I asked you the other day, would you take Kelly Kapowski or Rachel Green? You said Rachel Green, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, I'm Kelly Kapowski and Tiffany Amber Thiessen. But there's this stigma out there that needs to be debunked, that she is more beautiful today than she was, however, 20, 30 years ago, whenever it was. That's just not true. Like, Friends, Jennifer Aniston is...
She's just terrible today.
Yeah. No, that's not what I'm saying, but I think Friends, Jennifer Aniston is... it's just a goat on that. Yeah. So I'm going to kind of mix it up with my... As far as the guy goes, I actually watched probably one of my favorite movies of all time, if not my favorite, is Dazed and Confused. Talking about, I like older movies and stuff like that. And I just really like the character Pink, who's played by Jason Blum, who's the quarterback, just really chill and stuff. You know how you have friends that... Now, I'm not this guy. I'm not even going to pretend to refer to this guy, because if I try to refer to myself as cool, I would have friends call in the last 4 minutes of this radio show and debunk that pathetic lie. But you have friends.
They'd have to get behind me and Jenkins first.
Yeah, you guys would fire off, and then by the time it'd just be like a firing squad where I'm just sitting there.
We got nothing but time, brother.
But kind of back to you know how you have a guy friend or two that just emulates cool? Like, he's just a cool dude. Like, he's never had a problem when it comes to cute girls. Never has it. Like, it's just a cool dude. I had a friend like that in high school. Couple friends like that in college. I got a buddy now that's like that. He's just cool. That's how you characterize him as.
All right.
Well, that is basically Pink in Dazed and Confused. He's just a cool dude. He's got chill. I'm not really chill. I'm kind of always thinking about stuff. Always not like...
Wound a little tighter.
Now, yeah. I'm not like psychopath or crazy or anything, but he just has this like chill.
Yeah.
He just has this like chill, go with the flow. What's up, dudes? Blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to live life, which I really enjoyed. As far as movie goes, I feel like I, for the generation listening right now that's majority older, I feel like I have to go back a little bit. But mine would be Mike Moreland, who is played by Blake Lively in the movie Accepted, which you probably haven't. You haven't seen, I'm assuming.
No. Nope.
So I guess if I had to go back, I'd probably say Diane Lane from The Outsiders.
You really are going back.
So if I'm having to go back deep, I'd probably, her character's name's Cherry in that movie. I would probably say, yeah, her in that one. So I'm going way back as far as that goes. The majority of the audience listening right now can actually relate to who I'm talking about. I'd probably say
B.E. in Clarksville says, pencil him in for Burt Reynolds. That's a good one right there.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
I'd probably say The Rock for me. From Fast and Furious, just because he's a legitimate.
Legitimate
what?
I'm still new legitimate? Here. I ain't going to say what I really want to say. Stud. Yeah, we'll go with stud.
Anthony,
I'm not as tenured as Ty is yet.
Anthony Michael Hall was who I was referring to earlier, who's in The Breakfast Club, Johnny B. Good, Weird Science. It's funny how he went back and forth from playing like a nerd to a stud in the 80s as well.
Our buddy Tabor says, put him down for Rachel Ward against all odds.
You're going to have to.
Generational gap.
Who is that?
I'm going to need to Google that.
Okay, I'm Rachel Ward. I don't know who this is. She's old in this picture. What movie is she in? Did he text you?
Against All Odds.
Oh, Against All Odds. Okay. That's on my list as well. I haven't seen it yet. Unless that's the football movie I watched the other day during the fall. I don't know. I don't think I've seen it yet. So, all right. So, to close off. Your two, again, are...
Katharine Hepburn, Gone with the Wind, so...
I haven't seen that movie. Was it the highest grossing movie of all time? I think it's the highest, like, if you factored in deflation, that is still the highest grossing movie of all time. I won't be watching it anytime soon. Jeez. For Matt Jenkins and Tommy Kraft, I'm Ty Richardson. Don't spend lives in on your hands. We'll talk tomorrow.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Bud Light Seltzer, 5% ABV and only 100 calories. We'd put it up against any other seltzer out there.